This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good morning, Anton. How are you?
I'm well, and you?
Good, thank you.
Okay, so today's topic is beating the winter blues. Now, as winter sets in and the days start to get shorter and colder, we naturally spend more time indoors, and many people notice changes in their mood, their energy levels, and motivation. And while it is normal to feel a little bit less energetic during winter, there are simple ways to support both our physical and mental well-being during the season. So, Dr. Christine, what can happen to our mood in winter?
So there is a condition called seasonal affective disorder, which is abbreviated to the word SAD. And it's a type of depression that can affect some people over the winter months. And this happens because the sun comes up later and it goes down a lot earlier. So we often find ourselves waking up in the dark and getting home from work in the dark, which can affect our mood negatively. And as our moods get lower, it's harder then to keep up with our daily responsibilities. So we can have less energy, we feel more irritable. And then other symptoms, we want to sleep more, and we lose interest in the things that used to, that are normally enjoyable for us.
Mm-hmm. And how do we overcome the winter blues then?
So it's very important that we get enough sleep, but not oversleep. We want to make sure that we're still getting enough exercise. We want to connect with others, and we want to make sure that we're eating well.
And with enough sleep, how much would be enough?
So the amount of sleep that we get in winter might change. So sometimes you might want to sleep a little bit more. You might want to go to bed a little bit earlier. You want to might sleep a little bit later in the morning so that you just adjust your needs for the winter months. So, you know, half an hour earlier, half an hour later can make a huge difference. And then try not sleep, as we said earlier, oversleep. You know, it's not going to be helpful if you're sleeping until 11 o'clock in the morning when you normally get up at 6. It might feel good on that moment, but it actually can set you back, and it can put your body into a state of jet lag, so it can get very confused. So you don't want to adjust that time that you're sleeping by more than, say, half an hour either side of your normal waking times. Mm.
I've got to tell you, earlier this week, one evening, I was kind of feeling, you know, that I had the winter blues. And it was about, I don't know, 6 or 7 o'clock. And then my wife said, oh, do you want to go for a walk? And I thought, you know what, let's try that. And we just went for a nice, I won't even say a brisk walk. We just went for a nice, steady walk through the neighborhood. And I actually felt better afterwards, kind of in a better mood. So let's talk exercise. You know, a lot of people don't like exercise, but I don't think they should really look at it as exercise, maybe just some physical activity.
Exactly. I think that's a very good point. So exercise doesn't have to be going to the gym and you know, sweating it up for an hour. It can be a gentle walk. It can be jumping on the trampoline with your children. It can be dancing around the living room. It can be all sorts of different things. So it doesn't have to be a formal type of exercise. It's movement. So movement is very important. And regardless of whether the sun is shining or whether it's, you know, the weather is nice or not, the fresh air can do wonders for our mental health and our physical well-being. So if we just spend that 15 or 20 minutes taking a walk, maybe before or after dinner, or sometime during the day, that can make a tremendous difference to our mood and to our energy levels and also to the quality of our sleep.
And then, you know, we are social beings. No person was made to, you know, spend endless time alone. So when it comes to connecting with others, what's the benefits of that?
So we absolutely can't underestimate the importance of connection. That connection with other people is vital for our well-being. So spending time with our family or with friends or in supportive communities can also help us to feel less isolated, and then it obviously improves our sense of well-being. That connection between people, there's an energy that gets exchanged between us, and that is so helpful because it doesn't only make you feel better, but it makes the other person feel better too. So it's really a reciprocal thing. So very, very important for our well-being, especially in winter.
Yeah, but social connection is extremely important. I mean, if you look, for instance, and it's going to sound a bit negative now, but if you look, for instance, at prisons, one of the punishments they give you is solitary confinement. And they do that with a reason, is where they just completely cut you off from other people for days on end. And it's extremely unpleasant. So the impact it has, not that I've been there personally, please note, but the experience is horrible. So social connections are really important for our social, for our well-being, for beating the winter blues as well. And then another thing important is, and many people don't realize this, but what you put into your body has a huge effect. So what you eat, that's also important, correct?
Absolutely. So eating well in winter is probably one of the key things, because we can be tempted to go for the comfort foods that are, you know, packed with calories and with empty calories and dense carbohydrates, which doesn't make us feel very good. So we can find comfort in foods that are healthy. You know, we can make warm stews, and we can make soups, and we can do all sorts of delicious foods that are warm and that fill us up and make us feel good. But they're not going to have that negative consequence on our physical well-being. We're not going to gain loads of weight if we aren't, you know, if we're not eating the wrong foods.
Mm. Also, something else that I've noticed, when you combine, you know, the eating part with actually sitting down with other people to have a meal, that's also got a very wonderful impact, because my wife and I and our kids, we try to sit down at the table as often as possible. And it's interesting how many times, way after we've finished eating dinner, we're still sitting there and we're just chatting and just laughing and having a conversation. And it makes everybody feel much better and good. So, what are some mood-boosting foods that we can include in our diets to help beat the blues?
So we can include things like oily fish. Oily fish is a rich source of omega-3. And so that increases the production of serotonin and dopamine in our brains, which are feel-good chemicals, so that they help our moods. And it's also a good source of vitamin D, which is necessary for a healthy mood. Often we find that's one of the main reasons why we have that sort of depressive mood, is that we don't get enough vitamin D, and especially in the winter months when, you know, we're not seeing the sun. Mushrooms are another good source. And they are also another good source of vitamin D, but they are also a good source of some B vitamins that help to support our mood. Nuts are a good source of magnesium, and a magnesium deficiency is common. We see that all the time, and that can impact our energy levels, our heart rhythm, feeling restless or having even restless legs and muscle tension and cramps. And certain nuts are also a good source of another neurotransmitter that help to build serotonin in our brains. And then our green veggies, that goes without saying, that's also a good source of minerals and some vitamins. Fresh fruits are a good source of vitamin C. Now, we think vitamin C, we think oranges. But there are so many other fruits that are high in vitamin C. So things like citrus fruits and cherries and dark berries. So they are a good source of antioxidants and vitamin C, which is very good for obviously keeping us well and healthy as well in the winter months. And then dark chocolate. So here we are allowed to eat chocolate, but it must be the darker the better. And it helps to produce serotonin and endorphins. And it's also a good source of magnesium. So it can be beneficial to be eating really good quality dark chocolate as well.
Mm. Interesting about the mushrooms. I do love mushrooms. I never realized that they were so beneficial. But you've heard about the mushroom that walked into the bar, and then the barman said, "Sorry, we don't serve mushrooms here." And the mushroom said, "But why not? I'm a fungi."
Yeah.
That's another one of my dad jokes. Yeah. Okay, so
all sorts of good reasons to eat mushrooms.
Okay, so Dr. Christine, if people want to get in contact with you, how can they do so?
All right, they can contact me on WhatsApp, which is 082-476-4933, or they can contact me at my email, which is wendy@integratedhealthsolution.co.za.
Okay, that's so
exciting. And they can go to the website as well if they're wanting more information, which is also just integratedhealthsolution.co.za.
Okay, that number again, 082-476-4933, or you can go to www.integratedhealthsolution.co.za. Thank you so much. Have a lovely day.
Thank you so much, and you too.
Bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. please visit kpulpit.co.za.